Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast, where we are live right now on twitch.tv/SourceSensei1, where tonight, me, as you all know by now, my name is Nick, and something's been on my mind for quite some time, alright? It actually been on my mind for like a couple weeks. Now, Demon Slayer finished about 2 weeks ago, and we dropped the most recent episode about that, and yeah... Excuse me. You have Attack on Titan airing this season. The final season of Attack on Titan. You have Attack on Titan airing, but the winter season for anime has honestly been pretty bad. Not in the sense that like a lot of these shows are like bad anime. It's just that a lot of these shows are, you know, not memorable. All right. Like, for instance, you have the pupil, something about the pupil and being reincarnated or being trapped in this world where, like, it's the permanent world, some nonsense like that. While I think it's a funny anime, I don't think anything is special about Fantasy Beasts Shoujo. Even though I love Miss Kuroitsu-san, Miss Kuroitsu-san is an unforgettable anime. You know, outside of, I mean, it's got good waifus in it, but it's an unforgettable anime. So, I was thinking for a long time that, man, you know what? Like, the winter season is kind of shit. And then, I would watch a certain anime, and I would be like, you know what? This show's very good. And then, I'd watch the next episode, the next episode, the next episode, the next episode, and the next episode, and the next episode. And then I realized that, hey, you know, you have Attack on Titan, right? Attack on Titan, you know, it's there to carry the season, right? It's there. Like, Demon Slayer finished, and Demon Slayer went like, yo, you have to finish out this season strong because there's really nothing else in this winter season that's memorable. And Attack on Titan said, wait a minute, I think you're forgetting about something, right? And Demon Slayer was like, what do you mean? And Attack on Titan was like, yo, listen, this show right here, right? It can pick up the slack that these other shows are not picking up, right? So you have a lot of, I think Genius Prince is a good show this season. I really do. But it's forgetful, right? I think Sabuke Bisco is a very good show this season. But it's not being talked about. It's just not being talked about. Sabuki Bisco is not being talked about. And I feel like it's one of the most underrated shows of the season. All right. We're going to be talking about Sabuki Bisco later because I have a lot to say about Sabuki Bisco and how the impact on mushrooms is very interesting when it comes to that anime. But the show that's carrying this season outside of Attack on Titan, I'm going to be talking about it today as to why this anime is carrying the spring, probably because spring is going to be a fucking banger of a season, but this anime is literally carrying the winter 2022 season so far.
した本音見つけてくれた君に手を引かれ
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is the opening to Sonobisga wa Koi wa Suru, or My Dress Up Darling. I like, this show is literally carrying the winter 2022 season so far, ladies and gentlemen. Like, Saturdays are already packed to the brim with, like, good shows, right? Like, you got Akibi Sailor Uniform, you have The Realist Hero, which I like a lot, you have Salary Batman, blah blah blah, like, but none of them can hold a candle to this fucking show, alright? They just can't hold a candle to My Dress Up Darling. And I'm going to tell you why, but first and foremost, a little bit, we got to get into the cookies and cream of everything, a little bit about the synopsis of what My Dress Up Darling is, just in case you don't know what it's about. So, we're going to mute Discord, first and foremost, and then we are going to, there we go. All right, so, with that out of the way, no more mistakes. A little bit about My Dress Up Darling. So, high school student Wakana Gojo spends his days perfecting the art of making Hina dolls. If you don't know what Hina dolls are, Google Hina dolls. They're pretty cool. They're basically like the Children's Day dolls that, like, you see from Japan. They're pretty cool. I think it's a good. I they're like a historical thing. I think they're cool. But high school student Wakana Gojo spends his days perfecting the art of making Hina dolls, hoping to eventually reach his grandfather's level of expertise. While his fellow teenagers busy themselves with pop culture, Gojo finds bliss in sewing clothes for his dolls. Nonetheless, he goes to great lengths to keep his unique hobby a secret, as he believes that he would be ridiculed were it revealed. Enter Marin Kitagawa, an extraordinarily pretty girl whose confidence and poise are in stark contrast to Gojo's meekness. It would defy common sense for the friendless Gojo to mix with the likes of Kitagawa, who is always surrounded by her peers. However, the unimaginable happens when Kitagawa discovers Gojo's prowess with a sewing machine and brightly confesses to him about her own hobby, cosplay. Because her sewing skills are pitiful, she decides to enlist his help. As Gojo and Kitagawa work together on one cosplay after another, they cannot help but grow close, even though their lives are worlds apart. So, basically, you have this fucking Gyaru girl, who's, like, not really tan, but, like, she's got the fake nails, like, a whole bunch of piercings, you know, blonde hair, like, body of an adult, you know what I mean? Who is, like, the popular girl in school, and then you have this dude, Gojo, right? Who you learn about his past a little bit and how, like, playing with dolls is, like, not manly, blah blah blah, and, like, it's looked down upon, and you learn a little bit about his past throughout the story, and he's kind of like the loner of the story as well, but, like, those are really the only two characters that, like, you have to care about. Like, they introduce, like, other characters down the line, and they're fantastic supporting characters. They really are fantastic supporting characters. But this story is solely focused on these two. It's solely focused on Marin's development and, Kitagawa's development and Gojo's development, right? As individuals and along with each other as well. But before we get into, like, more of that, I want to talk about who's producing it and Studio Cloverworks. Cloverworks is doing three different anime this season with this show. I think they're doing Akemi Sailor Uniform and Tokyo 24th World. And needless to say, all their time and effort is literally going into this show. Because while Akabi's animation is good at times, sometimes it's just fucking dog shit. And then Tokyo 24th is literally falling down a cliff. The most recent episode, I just did not know what was happening anymore. But Cloverworks, fantastic studio. They're doing a great job on the animation. And I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later as well. But I want to get back to talking about, like, what makes this show so good, right? So, We learn about Kitagawa almost instantly, and we find out that she's not your typical, like, popular girl. And we've had characters like this before, where, where they're, like, the pretty girl, blah, 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 but, like, they have, like, a secret backstory. Like for instance, what's that show called? Umaru-chan. So Umaru was, like, the pretty girl in school. People loved her. People idolized her. But, like, when she got home, she turned into this little, like, fucking gremlin that was annoying and just, like, loved playing, you know, anime, watching, or loved playing video games, watching anime, and playing and reading manga. Whereas Marin is sort of, like, the same, but in a sense, she's a giant fucking weeaboo when she gets home because she loves this H game, this hentai game, and, like, wants to cosplay, like, one of the characters from it. So she goes to the lengths of, like, trying to make the costume herself, but she ends up meeting Gojo in the sewing room, finds out that Gojo can make clothes for dolls, and, like, decides, like, hey, like, you have to make something for me. Here's my attempt at a cosplay, which, you know, like, Gojo sees this, and he's, like, he's in the first couple episodes, he does that, like, that, like, that, like, stoic, like, oh my god, like, the most beautiful girl in the school is talking to me, like, sort of sense, like, he's overwhelmed, like, he doesn't know what to do, because he's never had, like, this kind of conversation before, and, like, he sees her cosplay, and, like, he just goes into, like, not sicko mode, but, like, he just gets this most disgusting look on his face, like, how somebody, like, passionate, like, when you're passionate about something and somebody brings it to your attention and you just go on a rant, like, you just go on a rant about, like, what's wrong with it or, like, what you like about it. That's what happens here. Like, Marin shows him her cosplay and he goes, this seam is wrong, like, this is fucked up, like, you gotta have this, you gotta have that, and he just goes on a rant and he just goes into serious mode. And, like, that was a big moment for me in regards to my likeness of Gojo as a character, because his passion for something is now being put to, well, it was being put to good use beforehand, it's now being put to a good use in another way to not only hone his skills, but to help another individual as well. So his development throughout the show has been very, very good. Marin is just literally a breath of fresh air, like, honestly. Somebody wrote something about it, and it was pretty accurate. But I want to get to that later. But, like, Marin is just really, like, she's, I really don't remember the last time we've had, like, a pot, like, I guess, Kyoko or, Hori from Horimiya. I mean, I guess she was the popular girl, right? And, like, she went with, like, Miyamura, but, like, this is drastically different. I know the negatives people are saying about this show is, well, let's get into the negatives after we talk about the positives. All right, so what makes this show good? All right, what makes this show good? All right, is it Marin's style? I mean, her fucking drip is literally a 10 out of 10. Her fucking, like, Marin's drip in this show is literally a 10 out of fucking 10, right? Is it the stupid faces they make throughout the show, both Marin and fucking Gojo? They're great. They bring a lot to the table. But that's not it. Is it Marin just literally, like, fucking loving the work that Gojo put into his cosplay? She looks amazing. It's true. Or is it the fact that Gojo creates one of the best boob bags on the face of the earth? And, like, that's, like, the running joke of the series so far, is, like, the hefty amount of fan service in the show. But I think the fan service brings, it's weird to say, like, it's necessary for this show, because Here's what I'm gonna say this. The fan service for the show is necessary, right? In this sense of A, the portion of dressing up each other, getting your sizes for the female characters, et cetera, et cetera. Like, you're gonna have those moments. Is that fan service? I don't know. But it's definitely etchy scened moments, of course. But a lot of people are gonna depict this fan service. The other fan service things are like, you know, Marin in her swimsuit, the fucking titty physics, et cetera, et cetera. But that fan service there really builds on Marin's character as a whole. And I think it builds on Gojo's character as a whole as well, in a sense that Marin is comfortable in her skin. She doesn't realize, like, oh, it's my responsibility to now act appropriate just because I'm around Gojo. No, I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to do what I like to do, and I'm going to have fun while doing that. But Gojo is the one that sees this. So he sees her being herself, which is fantastic. But in a sense, she's like not like covering herself up, or she's, you know, not fully embarrassed. So he is kind of being embarrassed for her in a sense, but he's also taking the responsibility to not act like a piece of shit pervert, or to be rude at all when that happens. And I think like he respects that she is so outgoing and that she is like very comfortable in her skin. So I think that's something that the fan service does bring to the show. But again, is it the fan service? Is it the boob bag? No, it's not. All right. The reason why this show is so fucking good, right, is because we, the viewers, basically get a fucking confession right away from Marin. Spoiler alert. Sorry, I should have put that beforehand. That we, the viewers, get a fucking confession from Marin, basically in the fourth or fifth episode. I forget which one. It might even be the third. Like, there's no beating around the bush. There's no fucking, like, tsundere moments. There's none of that fucking bullshit, all right, that I hate in fucking anime, all right? It's just, boom, this girl enjoys being with this dude, all right? She's starting to realize it. She's starting to have moments. She's starting to have the heart flutters. And then she comes to the realization, like, holy shit, I'm actually in love with this guy. And she fucking, it's not like you see her blushing and like, oh my God, like, that's the key. There it is. No. She fucking says it straight up to us, like, in her head, like, I love this man. Like, I love him. And but, like, at times she says it and, like, I love him. Like, stupid fucking, like, Gyaru style. But you don't fucking get, like, you don't often get that in anime. You don't often get like a confession of love from the viewer's aspect basically right away. Everything is implied. Everything is implied. And like, sometimes I just fucking hate that. Like, just fucking tell me, right? Like, you're not fighting your feelings, right? She's not fighting her feelings. She's not going, oh, is this love? Or, you know, is this that fucking cheeseburger that I just ate? No. Just say it straight up. Boom. I fucking love him. That's it. And with that being so early in the show, now we get to see the development between these two as they go along. We get introduced to the Inui sisters, right? Who, the older sister cosplays, and the younger sister takes her photos, right? You think to yourself, all right, here comes the harem aspect of the show. In the most recent episode, there could have been a major harem moment in this anime. There really could have. But never happened. Never fucking happened. And if you have seen the most recent episode, I believe it's episode 7 or 6, they are in an abandoned hospital to take pictures for a photo shoot. and the oldest Inui sister is scared of lightning, and Gojo actually goes and tries to comfort her. Well, I'm thinking to myself, this is the classic harem trope of he's going to comfort her, she's going to fall in love with him, and now she's added to the harem. Nope. It's just a funny scene happens, shit goes awry, and then they go right into a new scene, a completely different scene. And I'm over here like, thank you, Jesus. Fucking thank you, Jesus. We do not need a harem in this fucking show. We just fucking don't. Just let the development between these two grow, and let's fucking see what happens. And that's where we're at. So the development's great. The love is great. The characters are fucking amazing, right? But the art and animation, man, like, I'm telling you, in the most recent episode, there's the hospital I mentioned, but after the hospital, they go to the fucking beach, right? And it's, I'm a sucker for when animators put a lot of emphasis on the characters, but they use, like, real world pictures when it comes to their, like, background images or, like, flat images as well. So they go to the beach, and they are, like, standing on, like, a sand, like, they're obviously standing on the beach, but it looks like a picture. It doesn't look like an animated, like, cartoon thing. Like, it looks like they took a picture of the beach on, like, a foggy day, inserted it, and then inserted the characters onto the beach. It just made it feel more realistic for me. And the fucking ocean sounds during this episode, fucking 10 out of 10. Like, the sounds and animation in the show, literally fucking tremendous. Fucking tremendous. I can't, like, I can't talk enough about how, I was going to say the P word, but I'm not going to say the P word, how excellent this show is animated. There's going to be some different, like, there's going to be some flaws in, like how the characters are drawn at times, et cetera, but other than that, it's been so fucking good so far. It has literally been so fucking good so far. The cast is great. The voice actors and actresses are doing a phenomenal job. And that's the other show I forgot to talk about. I'm sorry. Outside of Attack on Titan carrying the season, of course, Ranking of the Kings carrying the spring season as well. But the thing that, or the summer, the winter season as well. But the thing about Ranking of the Kings is the same issue I have with Ranking of the Kings is the same issue I have with My Dress Up Darling. Is it going to end well? That's the thing. The manga, I believe, is still in print. So I don't know how this season is going to end. There's no way they cover the whole manga because it's, I believe it's still in print. Yes. Yes, it is still in print. And they're up to 72 chapters. So at least there's going to be a second season. If there is going to be a second season, it probably wouldn't be for quite some time. But there has to be a second season of the show. There just fucking has to be. Sorry, I had to take a drink real quick. Just because my voice is getting a little sandy right there. Just like the beach that they're sitting on right now. But I'm not going to give it a score. I love the show. I really do. Marin is a great main character. And I said it in the What Do You Say anime guys Discord kind of as a joke that I love that this Gojo is better than Jujutsu Kaisen's Gojo, but I relate. I mean, I think a lot more people will relate to this Gojo than Jujutsu Kaisen's Gojo, but I love this Gojo. He's like the sweet boy that like that like you want to protect. Like, usually I hate main character, like I hate the main male, like the male main characters. But I love fucking Gojo. I do. I think he's a great main character. And I'm just loving to seeing the development between these two as it goes along. I'm super excited. I'm like a schoolgirl, like super excited to see where this show ends up. But like if you're looking for a really good like it's a romantic comedy, but the focus on the romance is good, and the balance between the romance and the comedy is really good. If you're not a fan of the fan service, and I think I said this after the second or third episode that if you watch the second or third episode and you don't like fan service, you will probably be turned off by this anime. It'll probably be a hot drop for you. I'm just not a fan of people who will rate an anime as bad or as dog shit just because there's fan service in it when they're not giving it the full chance, right? Like, if there's a show basically all full of fan service, like, I can understand that, right? Like Aiken, for instance. But like I said, like I mentioned, like, the fan service in this show, like, gives, you know, a substance to the characters as well. I don't want to score it yet. I think Mal has it like an 8.33, I think, which is, yeah, Mal has it at 8.33, which honestly is pretty fucking high. Or is really good for a romantic comedy, I will say. Not high, but really good for a romantic comedy. I love this show. I really do. And like I said, I think besides Ranking and Attack on Titan, it's carrying the winter season this year. But I'm gonna play the ending at the end of the episode, which is coming up right now. But yeah, that's all I have to say about My Dress Up Darling. If you're interested in watching it, you can check it out right now on Crunchyroll.com. I believe it's on Funimation as well. I believe. Sorry. I take a deep yawn and it came out of nowhere. I believe you can find it on Funimation.com as well. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for listening to this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. I am live right now on twitch.tv/SoraSensei1, where we are doing the podcast live right here, where I have the GIF of Marin and Gojo sitting on the beach together. Make sure you follow me on all the socials, Waifus and Weeaboos on Facebook, Waifus and Weeaboos on Twitter. You can find me on Twitch and TikTok, SoraSensei1 on both accounts. Find me on find me on Tumblr, NJ Otaku. And of course, if you're looking for the coolest peeker stickers and some clothes as well, check out sukawa.com, promo code SoraSensei1, save 5% off your entire order. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all again for listening to this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. I'm going to send you all out with the Dress Up Darling ending. We will see you soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.